good morning. Welcome to another edition of the Coffee Break. Doug back again with you. Thank you for joining me today. Today is Friday, it appears. And I hope that you're excited about the weekend. Small week for some of you this week. For others, not so much. But anyway, thanks again. I really appreciate you being here. It does mean so much to me to be able to see how many people download this on a day-by-day basis, not only in America, but also around the world, whether it be Australia, whether it be the Middle East. These are very humbling things to me, and I appreciate all who listen in every day. Today, we're going to read one verse, chapter 3 of James, verse 6. So if you have your Bibles, join with me today. And the tongue is a fire, a world of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. All right. So if we have been downloading, listening to these episodes this week, you'll know that we're talking about the tongue. And you're talking about, James started off talking about teachers, and teachers will be held more accountable for what they say to others. And then he goes into detail about how powerful that tongue is. You know, the things we say, as I mentioned yesterday, can build others up or hurt people, so we have to be careful. But how much of that sometimes we don't understand. So we can see here that the tongue can be very influential, even though it's a very small portion of our body. But the illustration that we see here, it's influential, but it can also be satanic. And not only satanic, it can also be infectious. It can also be like a disease that goes rampant among people once it's set off by one, okay? So it's a fire. It's a world of evil, the scripture says. It can be destructive to the whole body. Now, let me explain that in two different categories. Number one, even though you say something, what you say can corrupt your entire body. In other words, people think of you as a whole, even though you may have said something that you should not have. And so those words corrupts you, the body, but it can also corrupt the body of Christ. In other words, sometimes when we say things, other people take it and run with it. And we can probably say something about somebody else and it wasn't a good thing. It was demeaning in some sort of way. And then next thing that you know, everybody in that group, that small group, that body of believers has actually been corrupt by what you say as well. So it's a powerful member of the body, and we have to be very, very careful about what we say, how we say it, and to whom we say it to. But here's the rule of thumb. If it's not something that Christ would approve of, don't say it. Don't let those words come out of your mouth, because it's so easy to tear down. But once the damage is done, it's so difficult to build back up. Think on these things today. And this weekend, think about how you can lift others up by what you say. And we'll see you again on Monday. Hope you have a great day. God bless. Bye-bye.